What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Iron Fist and Luke Cage cancellations of the shows on Netflix, and we're going to be going into all that. But before we do that, just make sure you hit that subscribe button on which on YouTube or whichever podcast service you are listening on. So first off, James, these two shows have been cancelled by Netflix, but the wording was very open, especially on the Iron Fist one, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely open to renewal in a different form, possibly on the Disney streaming. I think more likely, given the two that were canceled, if we see them brought back, it might be as a Power Man, Iron Fist, or a Heroes for Hire show. So there's definitely a lot of room open for that. I think that's intentional, but I also don't think that that's a statement of intention either. I think they're kind of feeling this one out. They're kind of going, all right, we've canceled Iron Fist. We've canceled Luke Cage. We haven't canceled any of the Marvel shows before now. Let's see how this goes and see if people might get hyped up for a Heroes for Hire show, kind of build their own anticipation as comic fans, kind of go, wait, but these two guys are teams. This would be great as a team-up show. And so we'll see if it actually happens.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this one was a bit of an odd one because the way it kind of got announced was like, it was very much along the lines of Netflix have cancelled the shows. They're not returning for their third season, or they're not renewing them. But Disney, they put out like a joint statement by saying, you know, the Iron Fist will live on, which then was a bit odd. They didn't quite do that the same with Luke Cage. But for me, it was odd because I went on and like read a lot of the comments in different sites and stuff, because for me, I was looking at this as like, I've been expecting this. This is what I thought was going to happen, was once the contract with Netflix expired, Disney weren't going to renew it. It was, I'd already thought that, assumed that was going to be happening. You know, they're letting all their deals expire. They don't want anything on Netflix anymore. They've been taking everything off and they're launching their own streaming service. So I wasn't surprised by this. I was expecting it, and it was a bit of a weird way they did it, but it makes complete sense to me. But I think what's caught my attention was a lot of people that aren't zoned in on the Disney streaming service and hear the word something comes off Netflix and they think and just panicked and was like, oh, so it's like, no, because loads of comments in there going, well, yeah, they've just been on. There's a lot of people that got it, but there's a lot of people that also were just like, couldn't quite understand it. But there was also a lot of people as well kind of, these shows have lost their luster because they got rushed. And I can't help but feel like Netflix were rushing them out, because I don't know if they all had to be out by the end of this year, because that's how it's feeling like. Because other than we've got Punisher Season 2 coming up, what, December-ish?
Well, I mean, Daredevil Season 3 came out literally four days before this recording. We do know there's a new Punisher season. We do know there's a new Jessica Jones season.
Is there a third season of Jessica Jones?
I believe I read that. If I'm wrong, then yeah. We'll post a retraction. But I'm pretty sure that season 3 has been announced. Regardless, yeah, I think the main question is whether this is a cancellation or if this is a we're just not renewing it because it's not worth arguing with Disney over kind of deal. But yeah, it is important to remember, not just that what am I looking for here? That people who don't follow Disney news, who aren't tuned in, who don't, you know, literally every day look for Disney news, because you kind of have to post it on Disc Kingdom, and I read everything that comes through on Disc Kingdom, so I can at least know a little about what I'm talking about here. Most people don't follow Disney that closely. And that's true of just about anything. Yeah. You know, there's always that core little tiny group of people who know everything that's going on. It always amazes me, like actors and actresses, they've got entire followings who know every movement they take. And I'm just like, oh yeah, cool. It's a new Tom Hardy movie just came out. Cool. And that's the full extent of my knowledge of Tom Hardy. But there's other people who, like, man, he was shopping over at a McDonald's earlier today. I obviously not worrying about a buff roll to come. I'm like, sure, whatever. It's Tom Hardy. He's a great actor. That doesn't mean I need to know everything about him. But it's the same thing here. So you and I and people who've listened to this podcast for a while know the Disney streaming app is coming. Disney is hyping it up. They've also got Hulu as a backup. This shouldn't come as any surprise to anyone who's been paying attention, but I can totally understand why everyone else would be like, Luke Cage and Iron Fist are gone. These are the first Marvel shows in any medium to get canceled. What's going on here? So
it's an odd one. Personally as well, I feel like I haven't got around to watching Iron Fist season 2. I don't know, it just came out at a bad time. I've done a couple episodes of season 3 of Daredevil. Luke Cage, I got bored halfway through season 2, and I haven't gone back. I couldn't understand. I can't even think
of it.
But I can't understand what he's saying. So it's becoming a very... Jessica Jones wasn't very good for season 2. The second seasons have just not grabbed me the same way the first season. And I think the numbers are down. And I think they know that. Each year, the Defenders, or all of them, are dropping down. And from the thing is as well, we're at this point now where the streaming bubble that was, you dump cable and go to streaming, and we've mentioned it so many times about it being the cheap alternative, was not sustainable. And now people are starting to be like, I don't want to subscribe to all these different FIST systems. You know, the things of Marvel, they are going to go. Those shows on Marvel, on Netflix, I wouldn't be surprised if at a certain point, on a certain date, they get removed from Netflix. You know, we don't know what the deal is. I can't, as much as they're Netflix exclusives, I do not believe for one second in time that they are Netflix exclusives for eternity. They are probably very much timed ones, and they'll end up going to Hulu. I can't see them going on the Disney streaming service because they're too adult-orientated. But at some point, they will be removed. I think the way it caught everyone's attention, Heroes for Hire show coming to the Marvel streaming show, but they could not put out that as a press release or as an announcement during Netflix. Aren't going to say that, are they? You know, that's, you know, this is the one thing that they're going to do. They cannot come out and say, we're bringing a new show, Heroes for Hire, featuring them both coming to Marvel or the Disney streaming service. They have to wait. And this is coming back for sure.
I'm not going to say it's 100% coming back, because I think a lot of it is actually going to depend on the fan reaction to it, which has been fairly muted. Actually, it's not been nearly as up in arms as you might expect. I did want to step back for a second. You're talking about the season 2s here, and there does seem to be a sophomore slump going on with the Marvel Cinematic Netflix shows. But I did want to say, Luke Cage season 2, I finally finished that one up. Not only does it actually kind of preview a Heroes for Hire show, I don't know if you got that far, but Iron Fist actually shows up for a couple episodes, and they basically do the Power Man and Iron Fist show for a handful of episodes. But also the final episode of Luke Cage season 2 set up a very interesting status quo for a potential season 3, which, even if they'd go the Power Man Iron Fist route, I don't know if they'll continue that story, if they'll just kind of brush it aside or whatever. So that is kind of disappointing. I have not finished Iron Fist season 2, so I can't comment on how that one goes, but I am liking it better than I liked the first season. And I thought the first season was okay. It was just unspectacular. It was a thing. It was fun. And if it didn't have the Marvel name attached, it wouldn't have really mattered very much. One other thought, which I've expressed before, which is simply that in the last several years, the Netflix streaming original content, not just the Marvel, but in general, Netflix streaming content has exploded. They are releasing so many shows. Because for a little while, it was just
It was almost like just one show a week.
Not even a show a week. You only would get 5 or 6 Netflix original shows a year. They had, I can't remember the name of it, but the Kevin Spacey West Wing show. They had Orange is the New Black. They had Sense8. And then not much else. Maybe the occasional movie, the occasional comedy special. But now it's there's a new original series, like you said, every week or so. So, of course, when Daredevil season 1 came out, it was a huge deal because they weren't doing that many original shows, and one of them's a Marvel show. That's crazy. And now it's just Jessica Jones is coming out this week, and next week we'll have Altered Carbon, and then the week after that will be Stranger Things. And, it's just another show in the giant mix. It's no longer that special feeling that they used to have.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's the big Netflix are pushing their own content because they know the big boys are removing everything because, you know, AOL, Time Warner, they are going to be launching their own Warner Brothers streaming service. CBS have done theirs. No doubt Comcast is going to be looking to do the same with their NBC stuff. You know, they're all pushing their own little bits and pieces, so it does make more sense. My big problem at the minute is, again, I've said this for years, was superhero fatigue in terms of I have already got, well, I've got at least 3 TV shows for Marvel that I'm watching currently every week, and 4 if I count Luke Cage that I haven't finished yet. You know, between The Gifted, Cloak and Dagger, and Daredevil Season 3, you know, that's 3 shows a week that I'm watching already. My wife will only put up with so many Marvel shows a week that I can. That's why it takes me so much longer to get through, because there are so many more of them. You know, we had to dump DC, but even DC are putting everything onto their own streaming service. This is just the way it's going to go. I think these for Marvel to come out with a Heroes for Hire show straight out the bat, for their streaming service, they can tone down the violence and like all the sex and the language and stuff and bring that in quite easily. But also it's an instantly recognizable product that they can bring to their streaming service, isn't it? It's instantly, it's not like, oh, we're bringing a brand, you know, we're not bringing a brand new hero in like, I don't know, Spider-Woman or Miss Marvel. It's more, oh no, we're bringing something in that you people already know about.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly one method that they could take with it. I guess we'll have to wait and see. And it all depends on the timeline too. Because, like you said, we don't know what the Netflix exclusivity clause on this is. They could be holding on to the Defenders license for quite some time unless Disney decides to buy them out. But we don't know. It could be only a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, Jessica Jones 3, looking at a quick look on Google, looks to be the last of the Netflix series, of all of them. I do not for one second believe that Marvel and Disney would sign a deal that, having had the problems that they've had with Sony and other characters, that they would sign one of these contracts in it since Disney have taken over. The problem is that those old contracts of having long-term exclusive stuff, I can never see them signing something like that again.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't know. Yeah. So it's going to have to be a wait and see. I, for one, having seen the end of Luke Cage Season 2 and having seen the beginning of Iron Fist Season 2, I do want to see them back. I realize Iron Fist has probably been the most controversial, the least popular of them, but there's potential there, especially when you put him as a secondary or a, let's say, a buddy cop character. I think the big weakness of many of the Defenders characters is they don't work as solo characters. They work much better playing off of someone, Iron Fist being the most obvious one. So if they can bring him back in a Heroes for Hire show that maybe it isn't even just Luke Cage. Maybe even bring Colleen Wing and Misty Knight in as full-time characters, as members of the group, as they are traditionally in the comic Heroes for Hire. I think there's a potential for a good show there. And I think, as you said, leading the Marvel streaming, wherever it ends up, Hulu, Disney, whatever, even on regular television, who knows, leading with something that people already know would be a fantastic idea. So,
yeah, I would not. This could very easily slide into when they announce the name for this new streaming platform, which is coming late 2019. I could just see them dropping it in there, just drop it in there and it would catch everyone's attention. And also, in some ways, it'd be the easiest one to get up and running because you've got the crews, you've got the writers, you've got the actors and stuff. And you've got an established thing. It's so much easier to build than something brand new, like, for example, like The Runaways or The Cloak and Dagger or The Gifted that it's been done. You know, it's a lot easier for them just to do that. But we'd love to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments below. As per usual, go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, I guess, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.